How do you kind of see Bud Norris fitting in, Mike?
Just kind of get him out, get a look at him. Obviously, try and get him built up a little bit, and then just kind of see where things how they unfold. But the guy had a real nice start to the season last year in a different role, but just kind of wait and see, knowing what he's done in the past, and he has the ability to do.
Does he in competition then with Gregerson in terms of the back end, or just wait and see? How do you kind of look at that?
Just a pitcher. Just come out here and pitch, and we'll, just like everybody else, put him in the spot that we think is going to help the club the most.
Is that true, Mike? Is it Gregerson not the closer, but a late inning guy?
You know, I think it's real important that all of our guys figure out how to come out here and just pitch and not get too caught up in anything right now. I want them competing, right? I mean, that's where the way they're wired. That's what they do naturally. And be able to come out here and fight for innings. And once again, trust the staff. We're going to put them in the right place. Whatever that's going to be, that's going to be best for the team. So, I said it before, having a guy who has finished a game in the big leagues, there's considerable value to that. If you had a whole team, a whole bullpen, nobody's ever done that, I think that's an extra challenge. But with the experience that he's had, that's certainly valuable to us.
Mike, they have obviously physicals today, but the workout on the field is actually kind of quick and condensed. Is that something that might spill over to days when you don't have the physicals? Is that kind of a goal to get in, get out?
No, right now, we've got a new pitching coach and kind of following some of the things that he has done and really letting him have a big say in what he'd like to see accomplished. And that is something that we'll continue to do, is watch what we need. I think early on, too, just trying to get guys into a little bit different training mode. And they're going to be doing some movements that they probably didn't do many of. You just train a little different once you get out here, and more of the baseball-specific stuff. But it comes down to getting their arms in shape and getting them on the mounds, getting a good look at them. And then, adding to it as we go. But it's a short period here before we have the full club, and the day's going to get longer as we have more people here. But they're a focus for us, is getting their arms ready and getting them ready to pitch.
Does that mean kind of sprinkling in PFP? Is that what you're talking about with some of the movements that they're used to, or is it?
Yeah, I mean, most of these guys, a lot of them, especially they come from the colder weather, you don't have the ability to be out on the field, be in some spikes, fielding the ball, having full field access outside. Some of the warm weather guys get that. Some of the guys that come down here early get that. But, they're just going to be yamping up the intensity of fielding their position, which is something that we're going to focus a lot on. We're going to focus a lot on the very small things, the fundamentals of this game that maybe labeled as small, but are big. And as far as an application, we got to figure out how to do all those very well to give us a chance to do the big things well.
What excites you?
And catchers.
What excites you so far about the impact
that you expect from adding a Mike Maddux?
I think there's obviously there's the experience. I think you look at the resume and the group of pitchers that he's worked with. I'm excited to be able to have some of our guys even have themselves compared to, hey, you've had this pitcher before, this top level guy, how's that work with what I have? And I think just using the experience he has and the passion he has for the game, and I've enjoyed spending time with him already, and how he thinks about his pitchers, and he's a pitcher through and through. So he's already talking about what great athletes they are. So he and Wayno are going to get along just fine.
And I imagine Eversker, obviously a huge resource too, with his level of familiarity, what he can bring to that new role and what he can bring to Mike, especially early on perhaps.
And just great for Brian. He has done a terrific job at every level in our organization. I think it's great for our organization too, when you watch a guy who just didn't just pitch here, but just put in his time all the way up through and kept getting better. But he's a game changer of a person, and the kind of guy that I know will help us in a lot of different ways. But just a real happy to have him around. I'm excited about our staff in general. You want to talk about our coaches, and we just have some incredible teachers and instructors here that I think are going to help our guys get to another level.
Mike, with Carson Kelly, what are some of your expectations this spring?
Just like everybody else, keep working. There's a list of things that he needs to improve on, and those are things that we're on top of. And yeah, he had a good winter. Followed him close with what he was doing, and he was working on the right things. And he's in great shape and he's ready to go.
I know you save your bigger speech for when the full team's here, but did you have some kind of message for the guys today, or is it just kind of physicals, get out and practice?
Yeah, no, it happens so quick. We'll have this other, the whole group in, and that one will have more of a message. But, you know, there's always a purpose. We're going to be intentional about everything we do. And so there was an intent to the meeting today more than anything else is, yeah, let's get our physicals. Let's get out on the field. But, you know, laying a few things out there to make sure that we're all on the same page of what the expectations are. But it was very simple today, and purposely so. Let's go get after the work.
Who are some of the guys you haven't seen throw before? You're looking forward to seeing throw.
Every year you have, you know, half your staff you have down here are young players, many of them you've never seen before. So there's a lot of big arms. Every single one of them is a guy who, not that far away, you know, you start looking about. We've had some guys that we've taken straight out of Double-A, some guys that are slated to go in that direction. There's even been a couple of Triple-A pitchers that we haven't seen that much of. So I like watching the young guys come along, but I also like watching the veterans continue to use what they have and figure out how to make it a little bit better or how to use their stuff differently. And those are some of the conversations that we had with some guys who've had some success at the big league level or trying to use maybe a little bit more of the analytical information. You know, how could I use my stuff just a little bit differently? You know, those are signs of teams that are wanting to grow and improve.
Ray is through on Monday a little bit. What can you share about just kind of his program, where he's at right now?
Yeah, he's on the trainer's program. That's it. And so we'll follow exactly what they tell us, and just making sure we're being real careful with him.
Mike, what do you expect out of Adam Wainwright this year, and what do you think is reasonable to expect out of him?
What's reasonable to expect is talking about one of the best pitchers in this game for a long time. So continue to just watch and see what he's able to do, and just like everybody else. And you know, expectation is greatness, and that's what he puts on himself as well. And for us to just kind of watch and see how his body's holding up physically. That's what it's going to come down to, and what his stuff looks like coming out of his hand. He's always ready to go. I'd say this year, because of questions like this, he's probably more motivated maybe than ever before. And so that's going to be something we're going to have to try and temper a little bit too, because traditionally we've had a pretty slow pace for him to where there's only a certain amount of starts and to where he doesn't necessarily have to ratchet it up right out of the gate. So I think it's going to be a little bit of maybe holding him back to prove doubters wrong. And you know, I get that. I mean, I don't think that should surprise any of us. I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a competitor like Adam Wainwright. So I'm anxious to watch him, but also cautious that we just don't let him come tearing out of the gate so fast that it might slow him down later.
Could Carlos Martinez be on a bit of a reduced throwing program in the spring, in the sense that, like you've done with Wainwright in the past, maybe fewer starts, fewer innings, focus on being available for all of the season?
Yeah, that came later in Waino's career.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that will develop with Carlos. I anticipate a long career for him, too. He's still in that phase of trying to figure out that rhythm. And then that evolves, too, as you get more experience and you put more of a demand on your arm and your body. But right now, we're going in with, okay, this has been successful for you in the past, and if we have to adjust anything along the way, we will.
Is the schedule that we see out here, and is this all kind of stem from the meetings in December and conversations that started back then?
Yeah, I think everything that we learned, it'd be crazy not to try and put it into application. Yeah. I think part of that is defining what does a good spring training look like and what are some of our goals, and let's be very intentional about everything we do. And I think that's something that we've taken a lot of pride in the past, of not wasting anybody's time out here, make sure it's efficient. But we got to have give back, and the give back is the focus and the intensity and the amount of effort that we're getting. And I think all that goes into play. I mean, we're trying to always figure out ways we can do things different and better. And I don't think I'm going to hurt your all's feelings to let you know that we're pushing everything back an hour. And that's not necessarily so we can get a later dinner reservation. You know, as we went through our sleep trackers last year, mm-hmm. our guys were getting less than 7 hours of sleep a night. Seven good hours on an average. And that's just not enough for what we're asking of them once they come out here, especially once we start to compete. And it's a hard transition. I like getting up early in the winter. I don't think most of the guys follow that same program. And so to have that radical shift as we're asking them to come out here and really get ready to be on top of their game, it's sometimes a detriment to mm-hmm. spring training and getting that, getting their body clocks switched over. So we're going to start here for a little while, trying more of the 11 o'clock about this time style time of startup and give them a little chance to get some extra rest.
So for the Carps and the Yachties that get here before the sun comes up, are you going to have to tell them, like, you need to take an extra hour or two before you get in, or just go to bed earlier?
Every single one of them. We're going to do what's best for each guy, and if that is their program and that's what they've had success, you're talking about a couple guys who've been around a while, we're going to stick with whatever works for them. I'm not going to lock them out, but also try to be smart and make sure that they know, and they're hearing it from us, and they've already heard it this morning, that it's a priority for us for the, that they figure out how to recover well, and a big part of that is sleep. So how can we encourage that? Now, that doesn't, once again, give lots of liberties in the evening to take your night longer. So we're still going to be tracking. We're still going to take. But for us to get that information and not do something proactive about it, I think is a misuse of the information. So, hopefully that'll pay dividends. It's going to be hard to make that translate once games start, really, anyhow, so we can get enough work before the game actually begins. But we're going to make efforts to try and do things a little bit different when we can, and give them best chance of success possible.
So you'd report by saying 9:30 rather than 8:30 before this?
That's right, mandatory 9:30. Yeah, and then everything will be opened up before then, but understand that around 7 o'clock or so, our trainer staff will be ready to come in and get your work. There's certain guys that will be encouraged, especially guys that have something bothering them. They're going to be encouraged to be in here earlier, but it might not be 6, it might be 7. Staff will still be here long before the sun comes up.
You guys don't need as much sleep?
We're going to have to get to bed earlier. And even staff, I'm encouraging, trying to push back what they would normally do, push it back an hour. I look at my own last year. They kept telling me that I wasn't getting enough, and that was, I ended up getting sick. It's the first time in 20 years. So I think it's something that, and you guys feel it too, right? I mean, it's a different routine down here, and the earlier you get here, and the more you're sacrificing the times. But it's about these guys. I'm trying to give them something. Something might be an advantage for them in the long run.